Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Scorpions Audio.
I'm not long for this podcast. I want to get in, I want to get out. You know, I'm not wasting any time today.
Yeah.
You know why?
No, but
I don't feel good. I'm coming off the COVID. And it's not so much that the COVID wiped me out, but somehow during the COVID, I got a sore in the back of my mouth, and that's been driving me crazy. Crazy.
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
like
I got
like a canker score?
I mean, I don't think it's a canker score, because what happened is I think I bit down on it or something, and then that caused an injury, and then because it's right in the place where your mandibles meet, every time you open your mouth or swallow or chew or do any goddamn thing, it aggravates the injury, and I don't know how it's going to heal. It's never going to heal.
It can't heal. It can't heal because you always have to survive. You have to like consume, and to communicate, you got to talk. And so, I mean, you know, that's always going to be in use.
That's
so
right.
I guess you're just going to have to live with the open sore and the pain of it for the rest of your life.
It seems like it. Cause it's been, I don't know. I feel like close to a week. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, good news, bad news. That's bad
right.
news. But yeah. the good news is, you know, it's not like you're 20 and you got to like sit there for another 65 years.
That's
right?
True.
So, you know, like I mean, if you got that when you were 20.
Oh, yeah, that'd be horrendous.
Now, that would be bad because, oh, my gosh, you're looking at 3/4 of your lifespan.
But as a guy in his early 30s, I've got less time
to
worry about that.
You knocked off a good 7 years there.
I feel much better. Thank you, Tommy.
So here's – I'm always happy to help. So for a second there, I thought you meant – it was just going to be Tess, Tom Eats Snacks, because you were not long for this podcast. I thought you were leaving the podcast.
No. I mean, I might have to. We may have to start doing liquid foods and nothing but liquid foods, maybe injected right through the old navel.
I proffered a liquid food today, and both you and Silent Aristotle were like, no.
What was your liquid suggestion?
He didn't speak, but you were like, no.
That might have been the COVID talking, but what was the snack you proffered?
I don't know, man. It was some kind of liquid snack, like some kind of like apple sauce type substance in a squishy thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You just kind of put a straw in it and you sucked it. Literally, I mean, given the fact that that's going to be your life, I guess, upcoming, we're going to have a lot of those. So I'm glad we didn't jump the gun and do it today.
Yeah, for me, it's going to be a lot of Pedialyte and just this stuff you squeeze through a syringe right through your belly button. That's what it's going to be for me from now on.
I could be wrong when I read this room that you're in, but it feels like in a weird, weird way, part of you, I'm not saying all of you, but part of you is looking forward to injecting stuff into your belly button.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to deny that. I like the idea of being able to consume my foods navally. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I feel
that
like
was the reason that for your astronaut days, right?
Yeah, that was most of the reason.
That was the main. Wasn't that the main impulse? Was like, well, we're going to consume stuff through tubes, right? And you were like, I'm in.
Yeah. And well, we've talked about this before, how we got selected for NASA and then, you know,
whew.
That was, we ended, both of us ended up getting shit canned on that.
That was a whirlwind tour for us. I don't think.
But not before we got to try those tube foods, though.
No, that was. We were like, the guys were like, go to bed in the barracks.
Yeah.
We couldn't.
No, we were like, just another tube of Coco Vin, please.
Yeah, we just like, we'd be up. We had like the blankets and the flashlights. We're like, what do you got? And they're like, they're in the same bunk bed, sir.
Yeah.
And they're keeping us up with their giggling while they consume these tubes.
Stroganoff in a tube.
I remember the commanding, the CO was like, let me tell you something about Armstrong. He had peccadillos too. He was eccentric. All these guys. So if these two guys are going to sit in the same bunk bed at 1 a.m. consuming tube foods, so be it.
Yeah, he had our back. Joke was on him because we ended up getting shit canned not long after that. And I think he lost his job too because that guy really went to bat for us.
He backed us and we were incompetent. And that was his undoing.
Great guy, that colonel.
Yeah.
Great, great, great guy. Full bird, I think. And I think they knocked him down a rank or two. And they just said, oh, it's time to retire.
Yeah, I think it was a dishonorable discharge.
Yep.
And at first it was going to be an honorable discharge. And then they showed footage of us.
Yeah.
And they were like, in good conscience, you support these two people?
Yeah.
And he's like, they got something. They got something. They got pluck. They got moxie.
Yeah, he couldn't have been more wrong about that.
Yeah, we're running around. We don't have the full suit on. We only got the top of the suit on. We're trying to like, I got to climb this ladder. You're screaming. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Why are the seats upside? He's like, we're just screaming. We're like, how much fuel is underneath us?
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Pimento loaf in a tube? Boy, they could put anything in a tube.
It was give and take because there was a lot of good there. Like having like pimento loaf in a tube is something I look back on fondly.
Mm-hmm.
Crapping my pants while in the simulator because I didn't know it was a simulator, and then knowing it was a simulator, and then crapping my pants again. That was like sort of. A lower point than the pimento in a tube.
Well, everybody kept asking, why are you only wearing the top part of the suit? Why are you only wearing the top part of the suit? Because I'm going to crack my pants in the simulator.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like once you only put the top part of the suit on, you're not going to crap your pants, you know, the astronaut pants. But I'll tell you what you are going to crap, that simulator. And it turns out it's much, much worse to get all the poo and stuff out of the wiring in the simulator. We fried the boards on that thing.
Yeah. And then the CO was like, the colonel's like, these are my guys.
Yeah.
Ah, what? A little shit in a capsule? You guys are afraid of that? Let me tell you, in Nam, I burned off my leg and ran for 20 miles.
Yeah.
He had our back.
He really did.
And when we shit in the simulator again, you know, it was... I thought our logic was good because remember at the beginning, they're like, you listen to me. These suits, you know, these suits cost 500 grand. So we were like,
well, we're not going to screw that up.
We're not going to crap in the suits. We thought they'd throw a parade or something for us.
No.
Hey, look at, I was like, I crapped. I didn't touch the suit. Woo-hoo.
Right. 300 mil for the simulator. 300 mil for the simulator. They didn't tell us that part. You can't really blame us. You can't blame us for that.
No.
If you're going to tell me the suit costs 500K, I'm thinking to myself, well, that's the most expensive thing.
Yeah, I'm going to crap in a simulator every time you tell me a suit is 500K. Every time. You can take that to the bank. I'm a team player. I know I'm going to like panic. I know I'm going to crap my pants. If I don't have pants, problem solved.
That's right. Really can't fault the logic there.
I don't think that you can. And boy, we just felt like, well, there's probably people could come in after hours of cleaning crew. Cause you know, like that's just how it worked. They're NASA. And they're like, shit in the simulator again. You know, we just thought like they'll buff that out.
They had to take apart the whole thing. If you like, they were cleaning every individual wire. You know, yeah.
You're not supposed to have foreign substance, and you're particularly not supposed to have liquid foreign substance in the simulator.
Now, I will say this. Here's where you can fault us. Had we not been eating so much of that tube food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we might have still shit the simulator.
If you
but think there wouldn't it. Have been so much. You know what
cool,
I mean?
Because if you think about it, if I knock back some flank steak,
yeah.
I got to go through a whole bunch of processes. I got to get the bile ducts. I got to mm-hmm. like break that down in the stomach. It's got to go through the big intestine, the little intestine. It's got to go through all the, I have some tube food. I'm good to go. Like, I'm not waiting 8 hours for digestion. No. And we couldn't get enough.
We could not. Well, they had flank steak in a tube.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean,
rigatoni in a tube.
Thought they were unduly harsh on us because yeah. I'm sorry, flank steak in a tube, and I'm not gonna eat all of it.
No,
you're and gonna. That stuff catches up with you. They recommend one tube, you know, per meal. What were we knocking back at every like sit down?
I mean, it was a baker's dozen if it was one.
Yeah, it was. It was easy 13, 14, maybe a little 15. And then you're in a simulator. You're like, all right, look, a couple of things. I had like 13 times the recommended dosage of the tube food, and I'm not wearing pants. So I'm good to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good to just let loose, right? And, you know, if they'd led it with us, if they, instead of saying like, that's a $500,000 suit, if they'd led with, don't not wear pants and then crap the simulator, that would have been a different story.
Whole
I don't
different
think we got
story.
All the info.
No. Or if we did, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you pull 6 Gs in that simulator. I don't care what you got in your stomach. It's coming out the other end.
Yeah, it's coming out. It's coming out.
No, I don't you can't, know how you can't blame the tubes.
Guys did it.
I don't know. Well, they were wearing the suits. Maybe they did. I don't know.
They were probably, maybe they only had like one of the food tubes as recommended. And if so, losers.
Yeah. Well, we knew, look, my thing was as soon as they picked us for that, I was like, we're not long for this. We got to eat as much tube food as we can.
And I was sitting at home watching MTV, and you called me up and you're like, I found where we can get tube food for
mm-hmm.
free.
Mm-hmm.
So then we were both like, well, we're driving to Cape Canaveral. You know, mm-hmm. we're just doing the thing. We, or was it Houston? I can't remember. Well, that was a great road trip because we were like, tube food. And mm-hmm. I didn't even know till we got onto the grounds what we were doing. I just mm-hmm. thought, okay, Mike Magic found some free tube food. So I'm in. I don't need to know the details. I don't need to press him for the details. He's got my back. He's getting free tube food. So of course, when I realized, oh, NASA, no. Yeah, we're not long for that, right?
Nah. But normally they don't take walk-ins, but they liked our spunk, you know?
Yeah. Well, that was the guy.
That was the guy. He liked our moxie.
Like, I love your initiative.
You drove all the way here.
You walked
in
there.
Just to get some tube food.
You walked in there. You were like, hey, you with customer service to him? You're like, point me. Oh, hey, doorman, point me to the tube food. Oh, he loved it. That could have gone two ways.
He liked it. He liked it.
He's like, doorman, this is a Purple Heart. You're like, yeah, well, I got a hungry stomach. He loved it.
He's like, I'm sticking my neck out for you guys. And last I heard, he killed himself. Last I heard, he killed himself.
Because of how we
disgraced him. I don't know. I don't know why. Yeah.
Who's to know?
I mean, you know, people like that, you know, everybody wants to blame themselves, but, you know.
I sort of think that, you know, that NASA needs to be careful about what they offer, you know, prospective employees.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to offer, maybe you need to narrow down what you're offering. You're going to offer tube food. You're going to bring in
you're going to get some nutbirds walking in there, you know, yeah. You're going to get some real nutbirds walking in and, you know, and asking to join the program, especially because it's so, I mean, I can't even say it was good, but it wasn't a tube, you know?
Yeah. And you
ham sandwich that. In a tube.
I mean, who doesn't want to try that? You know, like who doesn't want to try that? You know me, I'm not much for Brussels sprouts, but you put them in a tube? Maybe some cheese and sprouts in a tube? okay, sure, thanks. Thank you. Thank you, NASA. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we anyway. Would bust in there. We would raid the kitchen and we'd bring them back to the barracks. And I mean, gosh, I look back on that whole time fondly, largely because of the, you know, the tube food. I mean, we endured abuse from the other trainees and, you know, we took our fair share of, you know, resistance and catcalls, but gosh darn, we had some good grub there.
Yeah, a lot of good grub, a lot of laughs. And you know, lasted about 3 weeks longer than I thought we were going to, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
3 weeks longer.
Yeah, I thought we'd get to lunch, but if we did that, it would be like, all right, we broke even. Three weeks. I mean, geez, good for us.
Yeah.
I guess we did display some metal after all.
All right, we'll be right back with ratings and more.
I feel pretty good. Oh, today we got today. Today's a shocker.
Yeah, because tell them why.
Well, we thought we did it already.
We were sometimes, sure we did it already.
Sometimes we do these snacks and it turns out we already did them. This one we didn't do because we thought we already did.
We're like, we're not doing that because we did it already.
No, turns out we didn't.
And Aristotle was like, you bozos!
Yeah, Aristotle really took a tone with us.
He was like, you bozos! Mike, you're a bozo, and Tom, you're a bozo.
Yeah, it was weird. It's weird the way he does that. Like, he'll really lash into you, you know, and then he's got that weird little giggle that he does. And like, you can't, it's like, it, you know, he's almost like he's saying, oh, just kidding, just kidding. And you're like, oh, he's just kidding. But then he says, you fucking idiot.
Tom, you're a fucking idiot. And Michael, you're a fucking idiot. Like, we know when you say you guys are idiots, that we're idiots. You don't have to like single us. We know. It's like, you know, two peas in a pod. You fucking idiots.
It's weird. It's just a weird thing he does.
It's a weird thing. But, you know, without him, we don't make any money.
Nah, none of this. And without this, we can't afford the snacks.
Right. So today we're like, okay, this snack we done. And then it turns out we didn't. And I think that when I look at the package, I think maybe we didn't, because I for sure think I would remember what's written on the tab. And what's written on the tab on today's snack by Nabisco, it says on the tab, lift tab to open that tab, it says open for 100% awesome. And what I like about that is many things, but one of the things I like the best is like, they don't say open for 100% awesomeness, and they don't write open for awesome, which would be a little bit better alliteration. And they don't write open for awesomeness. They wrote open for 100% awesome. Mm-hmm. And that appeals to me, because I'm like, that one passed the test.
Right. You like that you like the kind of sloppiness of it.
Yeah, I feel like it's almost like they parceled it out to a non-English speaking nation. Mm-hmm. To like, can you make our package? I'm sure that's not the case, but there's something about open for 100% awesome that I think I would remember, because right now I'm looking at it going like, what? What do you mean? Mm-hmm. What is that? Like, it's clear enough, and I know what you're saying, and yet there's something off about it.
Yeah, there certainly is. I'm not a fan, you know me. I'm not a fan of, just don't be so glib. Don't be cute. Don't be edgy. Mm-hmm. Just, you don't need to say anything there. You don't need to tell me. How many more sales are you generating? Mm. By writing open for 100% awesome. How many
none
additional sales. Zero sales?
None
is correct.
Sales. None
That's
sales.
Right. None sales is the correct answer. So why have it there? You know, just you know, there's enough visual clutter in my life without the addition of that. I've already got on top of that the best when used by, And then there's a whole long computer-generated date.
I got that,
there.
Too. I can't even read that.
It's incomprehensible. Mine says 22nd November 22 AE 206 2041. I mean,
yeah.
What are you helping?
I have 19 December 22 AE 206 2026. Meaning what? And the most salient part of that for me is the last four digits, 2026. Meaning eight. Does that mean like 10:26? 10 p.m.
I think that's when it came off the line, maybe.
And they're like, it's really this. So like, you can go right up to 10:25, but then don't eat anymore.
That might be what it means. Why
is the timestamp the most?
I don't know. Why is that there? That's not for me. I'm the consumer. That's not for me. Don't put it on the top. If you need to have a timestamp, put it somewhere where I can't see it.
And it bothers me that 19 December 22 AE 206. It's like an Elon Musk thing. It's like, what? It's hard to read the year if you're going to throw AE 206 in there. Come on, guys.
You're wheat thins.
Here's the thing. The open for 100% awesome is kind of written kind of like a scrawl, you know, almost like, hey, we don't take ourselves too. That's what they're trying to say. They're trying to say, yeah, we don't take it too seriously. We're like, this is not just for adults. Like, you think wheat thins are just for like 60-year-olds? Wrong. Because look, open for 100% awesome.
Let's go skateboarding.
Part of me likes it, and because I know it's just antagonizes me a little bit. And sometimes I don't mind people who antagonize me. But open for 100% awesome.
Here's where they undercut the thing though a little bit with the, hey, you know, we're extreme sports. We love partying. We love come cliff diving with us. I feel like they undercut that message a little bit with the front packaging.
Sure.
Where they've got a small stack of wheat thins.
Yeah.
You know, laid out sort of Jenga style, and then two slices of cheddar beside it, a shaft of wheat, and then right under the cheddar, just a little sprig of thyme.
Yeah.
I don't know who's putting thyme on
there.
But
nice going on the thyme recognition on your part.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, as a snackologist, I got to know all of my herbs.
You got to know your herbs.
That's time is what that is.
This is enlarged to show detail. If you look at the picture on the front, though, they've got a little sepia tone going on action. And then there's eight crackers, but the top one. And seven of them seem to be stacked. Then the eighth one seems to just kind of be like Christopher Lloyd hovering there.
That's right. It's levitating a little bit.
Yeah. And I don't know what the heck that is.
I don't know either. But then it says serving suggestion. So, it's got eight crackers, cheddar, thyme, and to complete your serving, just some wheat.
Yeah.
Throw some wheat on top of it.
If you're going to put this out on a cutting board for your guests, you can pick up this box, but you also should probably dash out to a wheat field and get your scythe or your sickle and, you know, hook yourselves a couple of pieces of wheat for the serving suggestion. Come on, guys.
Wheat thins. We know it's in the name.
Side, by the way, like, we're on your side. We're snackologists.
This is tough love.
This is, we think wheat thins, we like the simple, and wheat thins is simple, and we like the simple, but come on, guys, like, we're within seconds, we looked at your box, and I think we helped you out. We pointed up a number of things: your date stamp, your grammar, your levitation, your wheat. These are all things you can like think about, you know, because that's, you got to keep improving, right? So you got to keep working at it.
Let me ask you this: because the cheddar, you know, I'm setting aside the thyme and the wheat, but the cheddar there. I'll tell you a cracker I never put cheese on, and that's a wheat thin. I'm never adding cheese to my wheat thins.
Is that right?
I don't think, you know why? I don't need to. The wheat thin stands by itself pretty well. You don't need to add cheese to a wheat thin. I mean, I guess I could. I would. I'm not necessarily objecting to it. I'm opening it up.
Now I've got another. I have another comment to make.
Yeah.
I just turned the box to the back.
Mm-hmm.
And back it's written, all hail 100% whole grain weekends. And then that underneath sure it, the same font as the tab, 100% awesome.
Oh, they're really going all in with the 100% awesome.
Big, thin goodness and indescribably delicious taste. Guys, man.
You're working. Don't say all hail.
Yeah, see, that's your first thing. You can write all that stuff, and and what you don't need at the top is some kind of ode to Caesar with your all hail. Like, we're not probably nobody's going to hail the wheat thin. And so for you to, like, you know, assume that all hail, that's any, not going to happen.
Really? Any hail? No.
I don't think there's going to be any hailing.
Also, and that's you never want to be in a position as a leader to basically say all hail me. Because it's wheat thin saying this.
Yeah. Yeah,
it would be one thing. Saying,
all hail wheat thin, you know, that causes some of the greatest divisions in the history of the planet.
Yeah, you know, that's a real problem.
It's an autocratic move, and it leads to genocide. That's right. I don't think they want to do that.
I mean,
or maybe I'm wrong.
That's the thing. I mean,
maybe it's a soft start for them, and that's their end game.
Well, you know, they do have, so the design choice with the all hail, the 100% whole grain wheat thin, very subtly, they have the two sort of shafts of cartoonish wheat along either side, sort of creating a laurel effect.
Sure.
A la Caesar, again. Mm-hmm. And you're just sort of like, I don't know, there's a lot of bad outcomes when you start doing this. You've already said what the most obvious one is, and I think probably the correct interpretation of this is that Wheat Thins is advocating for genocide.
They definitely aren't content with their little Grecian kingdom. You know, they want to take over most of Europe, and then they'll make a move. Wheat Thins will make a move, I think, into
Asia. Yeah, Eurasia, absolutely.
And then they'll try and conquer the north part of Africa. And,
that's what I'm thinking.
And what's interesting is the whole all hail. It's like, listen, historically, Wheat Thins, you should know not everybody's going to fall in line, right? I mean,
that's right.
If you can Google the Crusades, for example, not everyone's going to fall in line. And maybe you should just be a snack.
Just that's what I'm saying. I'm with you. You know, there's gonna be people who prefer Triscuits, you know, and they're not gonna be hailing Wheat Thins.
No. Some folk are gonna like to choose Bretons.
Yep.
And they're not going to be hailing Wheat Thins.
And Wheat Thins, you better have a plan in place for when that happens.
Right, Wheat Thins. You want to take a look at yourself, Wheat Thins. You want to take a good, long, hard look. And Michael and I, like as snackologists, as people who play it straight, because you got to play it straight. We've been involved with you now for a good 15 minutes. And I think we've made some solid points. And you can use those points as a starting effort. Because maybe global domination is less suited to you than being a snack. I think your dogs think so. Stupid dogs.
Holy shit. It literally never fails.
I kind of like it. Listen.
I mean, I don't
know. We're dog lovers, right?
I'm not. I'm 100% not.
Folks, you see how quickly he corrected me? That was solid comedy. Like, that'd be great. Like, you know, like, what are the things? Oh, he likes kids, likes dogs. You know, great, good guy. Got to be a good guy in there somewhere. And then right away, I mean, you know, we're dog lovers. I'm not. You know, like that. I'm really not,
and less so by the day.
Uh huh. But how many dogs you got? A good eight. How many you got? Six or eight dogs. I'm taking advantage of the barking to open up my my wheat thins.
Yeah, I opened up mine already.
And I feel like I know how this is going to go. Can I make a bold prediction? I'm going to like them. I'm going to have trashed them and their political ways. And then I'm going to eat a wheat thin and go like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Look, wheat thins are a staple in my house because they're terrific.
Yeah, they're a staple
They taste terrific. I mean, have I ever eaten one critically? No. But I already know I like them. I will say taking one out, you know, they're in the familiar square shape, probably about, oh, I don't know. What's that, about an inch? Inch by inch?
Perforated, nine holes.
But the picture on the box.
That is not what's in the box.
No. I mean, you can say it's enlarged to show texture, but the color is also different, and the texture actually is different.
The whole thing is different. The thing on the cover, come on, guys. The thing on the cover, we could do a photo shoot. Now, listen, you know, you and I, we've worked in television and film, and a lot of times they look at us in the hair and makeup trailer in the morning, you know, very early at 5:36, and they're like, oh, my God, no! And that's just the hair and makeup people, you know? And so you can imagine what the camera folk think when they look at us, but with a little bit of lighting, you know, with a little bit of spit and polish, you can make guys like you and me look presentable for the camera. And they have done so. Now, lighting is going to help you. And then makeup is going to help you. But if I look at this picture, it's like, no, that's this wheat thin from the box is not the wheat thin that sat in the chair and turned into this wheat thin. The wheat thin inside the box is not the wheat thin on the cover of the box. Mm-hmm. Because for one, where's this salt at that they've got? And where's the... where's the irregular kind of divots and country road coverage of the face of the wheat thin? It's not there.
No, it's just a totally different cracker.
Come on, guys. Because you and I could, with some creative lighting, you know, we could make what we're holding in our hand from the inside of the box look appealing. It's not that hard. Or at least some facsimile of, you know, the actual wheat thin. But what they've got there is a couple of, they've got like, this is the thing where like, they've got a bunch of models who weren't wheat thins, walked in there. They were there for like 2 hours. They posed, model crackers, you know, they brought them lattes and, you know, so a lot of them are drinking green tea and kombucha. And they, you know, they had their 2 hour photo shoot and then they left in their limos and then the wheat thins like just got chucked into the bag and probably resent it.
I would. I mean, it's just not an accurate portrayal. You know, can't we just love wheat thins for what they are? Why do we have to create these unrealistic expectations of what wheat thins can be? You know, just love the wheat thins for what they are. Then you open up the box and you're going to be disappointed, you know?
When
a regular wheat thin, all wheat thins are beautiful. Like they're all beautiful in their own way.
We don't need
to show these unrealistic expectations, you know, and people look at that and they'll say, oh, my wheat thin will never look like that. I'm never going to have wheat thins that look like that. And you know what, kid? The wheat thins that you have are perfectly good. Judging by the content of its character. You know?
Yes.
Pop one in your mouth.
There should be no shaming of wheat thins. They're good and they're more than good enough. I'm putting one in my mouth right now. Yeah.
Good wheat thin.
Yeah, it's a wheat thin.
You know what? Some of the strengths of wheat thins, as I
say it again,
some of the strengths of wheat thins as I munch down on mine, ignoring my mouth pain.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about you.
They've got a good crunch. I don't know. Yeah. I wanted to get in. I wanted to get out. Wheat thins have a good crunch. You know, they're a great thickness, and they've got a great texture, and a great consistency, and even though you can't quite see it the way you can on the box, I feel like Wheaton's nails the salt. Like they get the amount of salt, I feel like, just right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the snack that we had not too long ago? Was it Cheez-Its? And I was like, I just want more salt. There was something we ate, or maybe it was Skinny Pop. One of the things that we, you know, they run together because we just, you know, I live in the moment when it comes to the snack. So the snack of the past, I think it's hard for me to delineate and determine what we've done, what we haven't done, which is why we hadn't done wheat since such a shock. But you're exactly right. There are some snacks where they're, you know, they're catering to the newer trends. And those snacks that lack salt infuriate me. But this one, you're right. They nail the salt quotient. And that's got to be a careful calculation, I imagine, on their part. So kudos to them.
Oh, yeah. Look, they're certainly not spending their R&D money on graphic design. All that R&D money is going towards, I would think, salt and crispiness. And that's where you want to put the money. Mm-hmm. You know, we can fault them for all hail wheat thins. But that's, you know, that's just a couple of jerks, 23-year-olds just out of Pratt or wherever they came. And, you know, they're messing around on the computer.
They came
and
they come from up Pratt. With
this. Yeah. You know they did. You know they're Pratt kids. You know, they're messing around. They come up with this. They run it by the guys.
They're Pratt for sure.
And the guys are like, hey, we're busy. We're figuring out salt ratios. We're dealing with crisping. Just put whatever on the box, you know? You got these dumb
Pratt thing.
They're Pratt. There's dumb 4chan kids, you know, with their Pepe the Frog. Yeah. These idiots saying all hail Wheat Thins. You know, you can't say the whole company is a white supremacist front because of these couple of jerks from Pratt. Can't say that.
They're just a couple of guys, a couple of 4chan, Pepe the Frog loving Pratt grads. And you cannot pin them on Nabisco. This is a big grand company that encompasses all sorts of things. Let's not let a couple of the guys, they turned a blind eye. Sure, that's a problem. You want to know what's happening within the walls of your company. You got these Pratt grads trying to take over the world, and this is the MO. Okay. But, you know, you also can't blame people for like, listen, I'm concentrating on the salt quotient. I'm trying to get that right. Put whatever you want in the box. I'm about the product. So I can understand that and respect that.
Do I respect it? No, but yeah, I can understand it. They got a couple of Proud Boys working there in the graphic design team, and you're like, ah, oh, geez, you know, these Pratt kids with their Pepe the Frog and their 4chan or 8chan, and you know, probably QAnon out here and storming the Capitol, you know, and they're the ones doing design for the Wheat Thins box. And thinking to yourself, well, that doesn't seem right. Somebody should have checked their CV before they hired them, but I do understand that they're like, we gotta worry about this salt.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for that.
You know, they're just trying to get the boxes out. You know, they're not. Hey, what do you guys think about 100% awesome? Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you think about all hail wheat then? Yeah, fine, go. Whatever you want to do.
Whatever. What about all hail wheat thins? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that sounds great. Let's do that.
What's no Jews allowed? What? Huh? What do you think I said? No, nothing.
Stamp whatever you want on the box. Let's just get the box done. And so we can put these wheat thins with the right salt quotient. Let's just get the salt right, guys. And then you cut to the courtroom and they're like, and so Bernard, while the no Jews allowed stamp was being made, you were quote saying, let's just get the salt right. Mm-hmm. And he's like, look, I know that looks bad. Yeah, yes, no further questions, Your Honor. It does look bad. But in the maelstrom of the moment, Bernard is concentrating on the salt.
And you can't really blame him for it. Here's the thing about Wheat Thins. By itself, you know, you take one Wheat Thin, you take a bite, you take a cracker, you're like, oh, yeah, that's a pretty good cracker. By itself, you're like, yeah, it's fine. But next thing you know, you've gone through 20 of them. You've gone through 30 of them.
Yeah.
You haven't even come up for air.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do. And you know what? They because I've had 20. Like, I'm just like, I appreciate it when you chat because I can consume more of these.
I mean, they are 100% awesome, you know? I'm reaching back in. Well, I got the family size box. What size box? You got the family size box?
I got the family size.
I was thrilled, you know, to see the family size box.
Why are you not going to get the family size box?
You're like, gonna.
You're not gonna. Well, let me get a smaller. You know, like what's the point of that? So I can go back and get a second box? No, I get the family size box. Ratings?
Let's do ratings. Yeah, absolutely.
Ratings.
Well, you wanted to get out, and we're like, that's never going to happen because we've gone over again. We always go over.
Mm-hmm.
And Aristotle's like, you went over, you bozos. Tom, you're a bozo. And Mike, you're a bozo too.
Here's something I don't understand.
Go ahead.
Going back to the package design. If you look on the box.
Do you think there's people at home going like, leave the package design alone, guys?
Well.
Maybe. Huh? That's their right.
That is their right. But when you ignore this stuff, all we can do is play it straight.
Okay, go ahead.
On the front, you'll notice there's dotted lines that go all along the edge.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed that.
I'm trying to understand what that's supposed to be because it says to me they want you to cut this out.
Yeah. It feels like they want to make a racer, like a race car with the cutout things. Or maybe it's something we don't know in terms of the global domination. Because remember, it's on the box.
I feel like they want you to cut it out and hang up the front of the weekends box on your wall, like a picture.
Well, I'm confused about that. Excuse me, because I don't know why the dotted line is on the top.
It's also on the back.
It's also on the top.
I think what it's implying is this is suitable for framing. Because I don't know what else that's what it suggests to me. Like if you're thinking about cutting out the picture of the Wheat Thins and hanging it on your wall, like we encourage that. And here's the lines you should follow with your scissors if that's what you want to do.
If I look at this carefully at these dotted lines, if you were to cut exactly where they say.
Mm-hmm.
And then put that all together, all you would have would be a smaller Wheat Thin box.
That's right.
It would all fit. So in other words, it wouldn't be framed. It would just be a smaller Wheat Thin box.
That's right. And if you want to hang that on your wall, here's where we suggest you cut.
Why wouldn't you just hang the original box?
I don't understand. Unless it's meant to imply like this is stitching. Like we hand-stitched this box?
Or is meant to imply, here's how much more you get with the family size.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's very confusing.
It's just dumb.
You'll notice the stitching is on every,
yeah,
every panel of the box, including the bottom.
Yeah. So I might cut this all out or have some of my people do it and put it together and see what we get.
You're going to get a smaller Wheat Thins box.
Yeah, but then I want to see if it's the exact same size as the non-family size Wheat Thin box.
That's a good problem. That's a good test right there.
Because if it was, that would be pretty cool. Because it is, if you look at it, it is significantly smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, significantly.
Our volume.
It is smaller.
Yeah,
it's smaller. What is that for? What is that? Somebody must know.
Talk to the Pratt kids. It's their idea.
It's just a dumb Pratt thing, maybe.
All right, ratings.
They're like coked out of their head. And they're like, put some stitching on it. Malcolm, put some stitching.
Yeah.
And Malcolm put some stitching. And then the next day they're like, what's this stitching? And no one can remember. Mm-hmm. But then it just stays there.
And they can't.
Hey, Bernard, we put stitching on the box. Okay, yeah. I'm working on an 8-hole or a 9-hole perforation system, and whatever you do with the box is fine.
All right. Ratings, that's right. Fucking ratings.
The poor guy. Yeah, here's the thing about the ratings. They got a lot going on on the outside with their box, and their product inside is solid. I like it. I like the salt. I like the density. I like the cracker. I like it. Wheat Thins, 6.5. That's it.
For me, I have never agreed with Wheat Thins political agenda. Like, that has always been the big stumbling block for me in Wheat Thins. You know, Wheat Thins, well known as the fascist cracker. Everybody knows that. That's just a thing people know. Wheat Thins and fascism. Those two things just go together hand in glove. But, fuck, I mean, it's a good cracker, you know?
It's a good cracker.
You know, I mean, when they say, you know, when they say at least Hitler made the trains run on time, well, guess what? He did. You know, the trains ran on time. You know,
did he have anything to do with that?
I don't know.
I don't know much about my Nazi Germany train schedule, to be honest with you.
I don't know either. But I think the point is that, you know, did he do some bad stuff? Sure. I probably disagree with over half of what he did, but some of it is good. You can't take you don't want to take away everything just because of one bad thing. And you know, Wheat Thins, yeah, you're bent on world domination. Yeah, you want everybody to take the knee. Yeah, you know, there's kind of implied consequences for those who don't. And yeah, that's bad. Like, no, unquestionably, that's bad.
I think it's really bad. I think what you're saying is, look to where you hire your young folk from. Look to what colleges. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying it's part of a disturbing trend I've noticed with Wheat Thins for a long, long time now. A long time.
Like the last 40 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the cracker's good.
You're giving your rating. I'm still eating.
7.
I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.